Moroni chapter 9. This chapter is a later letter that Moroni received from his father, Mormon. And in it, it's more or less a letter that just describes that the people have completely degenerated, and that and he does repeat at the end that the only thing that will save them is to return unto Jesus Christ. And that is the same call that we can make today, to return individually, each of us, unto Jesus Christ. But in it, he does express some important things. And first he says that in verse 4, he says that when he speaks the word of God to them, that they tremble in anger against him. Now, tremble doesn't mean that they're afraid. It means that they're angry. And we can see that that feeling in people when we speak the word of God to them. And again, is that how we feel? The point is this is how wicked men who are without Christ feel. People who are with Christ, when people speak that way to them again, we're told, they listen and try and discern, is there any truth to this? And if there isn't any truth, then it doesn't really apply because the Spirit's not talking to me, meaning they're talking to the Spirit. Now, that's, again, why he says, in the end of that verse, that the Spirit has ceased striving with them, because, again, they don't figure things out according to the Spirit. When they're talked to, they don't ask the Spirit, say, is there some truth to this? What can I do about that? Or is this man crazy? Or should I just ignore it? Or, you know, they don't ask the Spirit, and instead they just go with their own mind. And again, when we go with our own minds, we don't like to be told there's anything wrong with us, and so we again then become angry. And then he talks about their great cruelty to the Lamanites, and again he says that even though the Lamanites do some terrible things to the Nephites and killing their prisoners and so forth, nonetheless Nephites are far worse, again, because it says that they rape the Lamanite women when they take them, and this is a perversion and a sickness that the Lord cannot stand. And we see how he points this out. Again, in our day, we stand by and we watch the courts do absolutely nothing, don't even think that's an important crime, and in many situations they put the blame on the girl, and they just act like that is just not a real big thing to worry about in our society, unless the girl is beaten up and hurt and tortured or something. You know, then it's bad. But the actual idea of just going out and raping someone, well, that just isn't that big of a deal in our society. But yet here the Lord says that's the thing that makes them worse, even though they're committing murder, everybody's fighting, killing everybody. That thing there is the thing that makes the Nephites worse. He then goes on to say, remember, that's the thing he mentioned. He says in verse 20 that therefore you need to repent, because if you are not having these, then neither is there any faith, hope, or charity, and that these things are no longer among men as we watch these gifts dwindle. And I suppose, and I see in some degree, we see them in smaller and smaller degrees, but they're dwindling, and here we're seeing they dwindle in relationship to the dwindling of faith, hope, and charity that is seems to be leaving us now. He then goes on and repeats then all this in verses 24 and 25. He says, If the day cometh that the power and gifts of God shall be done away among you, it shall be because of unbelief. And woe be unto the children of men if this be the case. For there shall be none that doeth good among you, no, not one. For if there be one among you that doeth good, he shall work by the power and the gift of God. Read that and understand that, and that also implies that every man should have some of these gifts, because if there was one, he would work by the power of God and would see the power of God. So again, we have to stop and say, who is he talking to here in this book? He's talking to us, and he keeps talking unto us. And so then, and we don't listen. And he gives us this is a great sign as we watch, again, these gifts dwindle. We know that that we're in getting in trouble. And so therefore, he finishes the entire book by exhorting us to come unto Christ and lay hold upon every good gift. That's in verse 30. Now, first we come unto Christ. And then what are the good gifts again? Faith, hope, and charity. Lay hold of those things and increase our strength and our character in them. And then in verse 31, he says, and awake and arise. He wants us to wake up. Who does he want us to wake up? He wants the daughters of Zion. He talks about the stakes. He's talking about us. He's talking about the Mormon church waking up. He finishes by saying, yea, come unto Christ. He wants to get out of our following of men, following of churches, and following of our own ways, and come unto Christ. And if we do not have these great manifestations of gifts around us, not just heard of here and there in some off place, but if they are not among us, then we are in trouble, and we need to repent and come unto Christ. And that is a call to us. It is not my call. It is the call of God in the Book of Mormon. It finishes the Book of Mormon telling you that you have not listened, and you are not coming unto Christ.